Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome back, everybody, to the episode where we discuss the movie Thor Ragnarok here at the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today, as always, is the birthday boy himself, a couple days ago anyways, Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Awesome. I understand why things don't work out well for you.
What are you talking about?
Your wife just specifically said, please don't say, welcome back. And you immediately said, we're back.
No, welcome back is important because we've just been on a commercial break for a week. So that's appropriate because we're just coming back from a break.
You see these headphones I wear?
Yeah.
They're pretty noise canceling. So really? I could not hear her.
Oh. Mine are.
Actually, I've been trying to not say welcome back every single time, and I don't think I have in a few episodes, so that was kind of a return to welcome back.
No, you've never missed it. Every single time you say it. Every single time, without fail.
We are joined by the wonderful Kyle Moore.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, too.
I was going to say, Travis just takes over the holstership and skips Pete. I never skip Pete.
Nobody ever remembers Pete, though, either. It's all good.
My wife remembers you, Pete.
Yeah, you are remembered when you're not here, believe me.
Oh, boy. Podcast. Well, since you already took over, Trav, since we're doing a movie episode.
Let's do this.
Travis is in charge.
Hey, Kyle. Good call on the laughing taffy.
Yeah.
When we're on microphone.
We also have Courtney here in the background. We'll see if she throws anything in. Besides,
or throws anything at.
She does have a pretty sweet background.
Very true. So Thor Ragnarok, this is what, the 27th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Sound about right?
Sounds about right. Feels like it.
Could be. If you told me that was a fact, I'd say, okay.
As each one of these movies comes out, I always start to wonder about the event fatigue and the comic movie fatigue aspect of things. Every trailer that I see, I'm like, oh my God, this looks like the best Marvel movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Thor trailer really popped for me. Someone here didn't like it, I thought.
No, that's not true.
No, you liked it?
I think you're thinking of when we were talking about Black Panther.
Maybe Black Panther. Okay.
And I still didn't say I didn't like it. I just was like, they're all good, so it's...
So it didn't
what you just
you.
Talked about
it was underwhelming, if I recall.
Yes, great. Kyle listens. He just gets me.
Yeah.
No, but what you were just talking about, the fatigue,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of almost starting to feel that.
Really?
I think that's where I'm talking about with the underwhelming with Black Panther. No, I by no means want to stop seeing the movies. I'm not going to stop, and I don't want them to stop making it. It's just that they just keep hitting a home run time after time after time again that it's hard to get wowed anymore. for me. A little bit.
And there's always that fear for me that we're going to get DC'd. And I don't mean discontinued. I mean they're going to make a movie like DC does. I will say that out of the gate, the Thor trailer, since you guys brought trailers up, I wish they would not have revealed the Hulk.
I totally agree.
I would have. Could you imagine that feeling that you had when it came on in the theater and that incredibly well-written comic portion of, oh, we're friends from work. Could you imagine seeing that in the fucking moment, like in the theater? And it's like, oh, I mean, it would have been, I would have stood up and like applauded.
Totally agree.
You know,
that was, I think, the first time that Pete has ever done an okay impersonation on this podcast.
It was pretty good.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My daughter asked, I was under the impression, now that when he's Thor, that's his normal voice, right? He has an accent, correct?
He's Australian.
Right. Okay.
Yes, so he has an accent.
I mean, it's not exactly Thor, but he doesn't talk like you and I. He's foreign,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Because he's definitely like, not like us.
Wow.
Not
in
like
more,
us.
In more ways than one.
But I don't, you're asking, is that the same accent he normally talks with? I don't believe so.
He's not normally speaking when he's Thor. He does something to his voice
yeah.
to make it more
grandiose.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But he does the main part of the accent is there. The non-American is what I was looking for. So
well, Australian and English are kind of like England.
But neither
they're
one
kind
of those
close.
Are American. Right.
You know, so if he's gonna right. do that whole like King James the Bible kind of speak to be Thor, like he did a lot more of in the early Thor, you know, another, you know, and slam mm-hmm. is, he was a little bit more
very
pompous.
Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Shakespearean,
yeah.
Perfect word.
Yes.
Great. You know, he did that a little more. Now he's a comedian. Mm. So he's not quite like that.
This movie right from the get go, I was excited for it. I love Thor. I love that they combined the Hulk storyline. I do wish the Hulk aspect would have been a little bit more hush-hush, but I also understand they're trying to get people in the theater.
Oh.
You know, so.
And that was a huge hook for people.
Oh, yeah.
Had to have been a huge hook.
I mean, I love the Hulk. He's one of my, he's probably my second favorite Marvel character.
Right behind so, Cyclops?
Captain America. Cyclops is up there, though. Honestly, he is up there. But regardless, I thought it was a great build-up to another Marvel hit, which it's, you know, number one, and we'll see what it does. I've kind of stopped paying attention to that aspect of things.
Well, it's almost a given at this point. That
yeah.
It's going to be, the only way you're going to hear about it if
it's bad.
If it's something wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Because even like Spider-Man, which would have been their last movie, I remember me and Steve talked about it maybe a month or two after, and Steve brought up that it had a huge, it didn't carry like a lot of the other Marvel movies did. And I never really looked into it to find out, but I never heard people talking about it either. And I think that was Steve's way of just saying that he was right about Spider-Man. But
I was right about Spider-Man.
Honestly, everything it would have carried a lot further had they used Uncle Ben.
Oh, God.
So.
The whole origin of it, maybe they, yeah.
Right.
So Thor Ragnarok, here we go. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to do our usual roundtable for anyone who's just tuning in to the first time. We're sorry. But we are going to talk about this movie. And how we're going to do that is we're going to talk about things we liked, things we disliked, things we loved, things we hated. And we're going to then break down some of the characters. And then we're going to move right through there into, hey, would you recommend you go see this movie? So we're going to start right off the gate. And we are going to start with what'd you like? And Peter, we're going to start with you.
I really enjoyed the comedic aspect of all of it. And there's part of me that the 5 year ago, Peter, would have probably not been into this movie. It was very interplanetary, obviously. Obviously you have Guardians of the Galaxy, but your standard Marvel movie is rooted in reality. I mean, yes, there's people, but it's New York City. It's a recognizable place. It's on Earth. It's all of those things. I've never been a sci-fi guy, and I've mentioned that on numerous occasions. It was very Star Wars-y and the type of vehicles and stuff, and that wouldn't have been my thing a few years ago. And I think that for people that might not be into sci-fi like me, that the comedic aspect of it, the great acting, the characters, I think is really what it kind of brought that that type of a storyline that's so far out there to the masses was again the laughability of it. I laughed numerous times, and it was really funny. So,
Steven,
are you gonna do the whole "what did you love" thing after this? Or are we just doing "what do we like"?
He just explained to the listeners that we were going to do it all.
I mean, if
I was thinking.
Oh, he had headphones on. Yeah, he can't hear our microphones in his headphones.
Do you want to revamp this? I mean, do you want something different?
Well, that was a new thing you added last time. I wasn't sure.
Okay. So
even though you must have said it.
Are you good, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you like, Steve?
I like the Hulk. I know that's kind of cheesy. I mean, it's just...
No, dude, I love it. Yeah.
It's just the Hulk made the show for me.
Did you feel like you wish the Hulk was getting his own movie, or did you like him used in this way?
I'll take a Hulk movie too, but I like the fact that he was in this a lot because I just like the way they used him.
I liked it.
Loved Ruffalo's performance as the Hulk and Banner.
Yeah.
That was the highlight for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey. Spoilers, by the way. I mean, we're definitely, we're going to spoil the shit out of this movie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't realize it. Sorry, you know. Kyle, what'd you like?
I like the some of the sub-character stuff going on, the Valkyries character. I liked how they kind of, not wrapped up, but kind of put a bow on the whole Odin and his sons, and how he finally said, this is it. I mean, this is it. There's no more playing around. I'm out.
Yep.
And you guys got to figure this out.
I liked it too.
So I did like the whole tie in with Odin and the Valkyrie character. I really, really like that.
Did you guys see all the shit on the internet about all the uproar because Valkyrie was black and not white? No, you didn't, because it didn't exist. That's my point.
There was very little when they first cast her, but it was so minor. Nobody really even made a big deal out of it. Yep.
Did you guys hear my eyes roll, listeners? Because they rolled hard.
Definitely rolled. For me, I'm gonna say the tone of the movie. I really liked that it was fun. That it was, we've established all these characters and we're just gonna throw you into this and we're gonna bounce all over the place. And I saw a review where someone complained about that. It's just, it goes from, there's no story. It just goes from big scene to big scene to big action scene, big action scene. And I'm like, that sounds fucking awesome. Yeah, because I knew there was going to be a story. Somebody saying that is, I think, just looking for something to bash on it. I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me it's going to go from big fun scene to big fun scene to big... Oh, I'm in.
You're going to add some great music Yeah. Okay.
It really upsets me when that happens because I can never find a good place to have a bathroom break. So,
and I'll tell you, this was a movie where I felt that way. Like I remember Heidi got up to go to the bathroom at a spot, and it was Thor and Hulk sitting on the bed having their conversation.
Oh man!
And I said, man. You honestly, you're going, like, I would have rather have gone at an action scene than that scene.
Because you pretty much know things are going to get blown up, tossed around.
Ugh.
I think that's when I stepped out, was when I could just tell. And I go to enough of these things. You can kind of see between the second and third act or the first and second act where there's just going to be something that, you know, and you come back, my wife sits down, she says, they just blew up a building.
Right.
Thor threw something and a building fell down. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no big deal.
Pearson had to pee probably, I'd say, two-thirds of the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally would have made him piss in my iced tea cup before I left that movie. So.
I like that you were drinking iced tea. That was nice.
Yeah, fucking doctors.
Steve, what'd you dislike about this movie?
I kind of think, and this is going to come up a little later, I got to pose a question to you guys, but I kind of think that they're making Thor almost a little too funny. The character of Thor, he's just gotten a little too comedic, I think. Although I love watching it, I got to admit it's entertaining as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes away a little bit from the heaviness of his character a little bit. That was, and I'm not saying I hated it or anything. It's just, it's just something I felt. It was kind of like, huh.
You kind of hard to take him serious.
Yeah, because he's just funny.
And he was funny.
And Hemsworth does comedy very, very well.
He does.
He's got timing.
He really, really
does. He's great at being awkward.
Yeah.
And yet you just don't, you know, okay, Thor on Earth, awkward.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Thor in space, not awkward. He's mm-hmm. Thor. He's, you know, should be Shakespearean and so stuff. That's just what I thought.
Did you feel like, though, like when he was on Asgard, he wasn't awkward, but as soon as he was in a place where he didn't belong, like Earth or Sakaar, that then all of a sudden he did get it, and it could just be how those scenes were written, of course, too. But
well, yeah, he was walking around and Mjolnir was an umbrella.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I do see that they did take that away a little bit because he on Asgard he is top of the pops and he's in control of everything. You put him in a situation that he's not in control of. And is relying on someone else, you kind of get
it's almost
that.
Like his outlet.
There's almost a vulnerability to, I'm not in my home world of Asgard, so things are different for me.
But when we first met Thor, he still had that overconfidence. Mm-hmm. That was the funny part.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the... Yeah. It's just different.
Yeah. He was written different, for sure.
Yeah. That look on his face when Captain America moves Mjolnir just a little bit on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of gets that panic look for a second. And then he kind of laughs it off, you know?
So I guess if there is a character arc, if it's a progression and he becomes more serious in Infinity War or something like that, then because of the things that have happened to him, losing his eye, losing his home, then I would all of a sudden be like, okay, now it makes a little bit more sense. But if it doesn't go that route, if he's like this in Infinity War,
I can't imagine he will be. I think at the end of the movie when he's sitting and they give him his little plush chair, control chair to sit in on that ship, mm-hmm. and he kind of looks around and he makes a little crack of a joke and he turns around and is like, ain't nobody laughing. This is serious.
Yeah.
I think the writers almost had to do this kind of movie for him because I think the Infinity War stuff is going to make it, I think he has no choice but to be
deep,
like Captain America mm-hmm. was in Civil War and Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Just real, you know. He's just going to have to be that. And it's nice that we get that.
Yeah.
But I didn't think the comedy, I thought it was too much comedy. It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it was bad comedy.
Yeah.
But there was too much comedy. I kept waiting. There's a scene where Hela comes down and Heimdall has got the townspeople behind him, and they're on the Rainbow Bridge, and I kept waiting for, like, one of the townspeople to fart. Because there had been so much comedy going into these different scenes that you're waiting for the comedy. Mm. Yeah, that's kind of the way the movie was set up. And I think it kind of took away from what was going on. I mean, you're talking about your... Well, for lack of a better word, planet. I know Asgard wasn't a planet, but it's going to be gone.
No, Asgard is a people.
Yeah.
Not a place. Right.
And, you know, I just thought the destruction and proliferation of somebody's home is a little more serious leading into. And that was the other thing that kind of bothered me, too, is whenever you, in all the other Thor movies, there are people just everywhere. There's soldiers. I mean, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they cram what? 600 people onto a ship?
I think it was like 68.
Yeah.
It didn't look like that many people.
I mean,
people.
And they're like, it's a little high.
No, 68 people.
And it's like, this is the entire population of Asgard? Because I know, I mean, I understand the soldiers are probably wiped out.
Yeah.
But that's only, what, 10%? You know, you would think.
Right.
So, I took that as like, that was what was left. I took it as they'd already
demolished. I guess, yeah.
I mean, that was just... Because Heimdall was only able to get them in little groups.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like he was losing the battle, if you will, as far as, you know, only getting a few out of each area was how I took it. That was just interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, those are the two things that I think that bothered me the most. I mean, again, the comedy was funny.
It's so hard because I totally understand where both of you are coming from. And you both really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah,
but still, it has this kind of like
laugh. Out, I laughed out loud.
Yeah, hard.
I did too.
It's kind of weird to say. I'm kind of a little upset. I laughed. So yeah. You know, it's kind of stupid. But
the I think you bring up a great point when you talk about the arc, Trav, because it's, you know, Thor, numerous times didn't want the responsibility. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. So this is him out, kind of gallivanting and doing whatever Thor wants to do, and he's with Jane on Earth, and he's doing this, and he's capturing these monsters. He's fighting the battles he wants to fight, and he's having fun, and he's partying, and then all of a sudden, now Dad's gone, and everybody's looking to him, and I thought that that was a great way to portray that was his Rumspringa, if you will, and now all of a sudden, it's, okay, now it's go time. These people need me. I'm important, and now we're going to get serious again. So I kind of thought it was a neat way to kind of, it was the end of his... The end of his reign as
he's sowed his oats,
what he wanted.
And now
exactly.
He's time to sit down and get busy.
And now it's settled down time, you know. Amanda was pissed that he lost his eye. I mean, she was pissed.
I didn't see that coming.
So, neither did I.
I didn't see it coming. I don't know if it happens in the comics. Yeah. But I did not see that coming. And I kept waiting for it to be like, okay, Loki's going to come out and fix it. Yeah. You know, make it look like no. Mm. It's the same thing with the Warriors 3. I'm like, really. Really?
The Warriors 3?
Yeah.
His friends.
Yeah.
Volstagg.
Volstagg. And, oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
They just got all mowed down. I was like, damn
it. In like
it.
Seconds, I'm like, well, I get why they did it, because you wanted to make sure that people know that Hela is just.
It's legit.
Right. She's just, she waves her finger and cities fall.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give me something. I mean, they were
they
just.
They didn't have to kill all of them. Kill the little sword guy.
They didn't kill Heimdall. I mean, he survived.
Yeah, but he's not.
There's a reason why they didn't kill him, though. I mean, let's be honest.
Because he's black?
No, because he's a great actor. And
yeah.
I mean, they keep
him.
Trying to just write the role bigger so they can have him in more of the movie.
I love him.
Yeah.
If those other people could have been better actors, maybe they wouldn't have killed you.
Right.
You're listening.
Volstagg is the one with like the beard and the kind of longish hair, right?
Yeah.
I always liked him, too.
Yeah, he says two words, and then whoop, down he goes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to give a shout-out because we kind of talked about it more than I thought we were going to get into it. But Anthony Halsiel, listeners, show, he asked me that question. He's like, did you think it was too funny? And, you know, I said we'd bring that up on the podcast, but so we did, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you not like, Trav? Wasn't it time for you? Or you're not looking at me because I'm speaking out of turn. You're looking at me because you're like, well, I just couldn't find anything I didn't like. You know, I got to be honest with you guys. I didn't like that the movie ended. That's my biggest complaint, is that it stopped. There could have been so much more we could have done. It's crazy.
Okay. I
love your impersonation. It's nothing like them, but it's
like
perfect.
It is perfect. It's right on.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So my dislike is going to be, and it's very weird because it's not this movie. It's
what, are you going to talk about dislike Spider-Man?
Are you going to talk about another movie, Travis?
The trailer that we
Topher Grace, really? Topher Grace? Come on.
The trailer that got leaked for Infinity War that was shown at D whatever, you know, whatever wherever it was shown. It starts with Thor is floating in space amongst wreckage.
Yeah.
Lands on the Guardian's front window like a bug. They pull him into the ship. He has both eyes. Was his ship destroyed by Thanos' ship, which is what in the end credits you think that is, you know, that's what they kind of lead you to.
You're assuming that's Thanos.
Yeah, and as I'm watching this, I know that this happens, and I'm like, what's going to happen here? I mean, I know Loki took the Tesseract. Loki's going to give the Tesseract to Thanos. I mean, I know those things are going to happen.
He didn't even spoiler alert us. I didn't know any of that was going to happen.
There's a scene in that trailer where Loki is bowing on a knee and handing something to what you believe is Thanos.
And you saw him look at it in this movie. He walked by the Tesseract and he's like,
he stops. We know Loki. Right. He fucking took that. Okay, he took it. So I'm just watching that going, okay, so is this just maybe Marvel throwing a swerve? Or, you know, because...
My guess is what's going to happen is when Thor hits that windshield, he won't he'll have the patch. But you can't very well do it in the...
Because it would spoil...
So my guess is you'll get the same
scene.
They
will put that on.
Travis, I don't know if you know this, but they can digitally do that later.
So it just, to me, I'm struggling with the fact that they just did all this to save the Asgardians, and are all the Asgardians going to die? Because that ship is about to get blown out of the sky, and Thor is going to be the only person that's... So a little bit... But then the other side of it is, guess what? I'm excited for Infinity War, and...
I think that this is going to be a crossover. It's going to go right into the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie where Thor was piloting the ship because he's actually Kirk's dad. And that he's right up against a big ship.
Yes,
he dies. This is how this is going to happen.
Yep, he dies, yep.
So I think it's a tie-in. It's a crossover.
What'd you dislike, Peter?
I didn't... You know, there's nothing that was really glaringly obvious to me that I disliked. I for the most part, I pulled a trap. You know what? I disliked, and we talked about it briefly before the show, that song, and I don't know who sings it, but Jack Black sings it in School of Rock, and they kept playing the first verse over and over again instead of, like, letting the song continue to play. And I kept hearing, "We come from the land of the ice and snow." And I heard that like 6 times in both of those fight scenes. I thought it was strange that they arranged the music that way.
Led Zeppelin sings that.
It is Zeppelin. Okay.
Yeah. I absolutely love that scene. Love that beginning.
I did too. Kathy and I were just sitting, just moving.
When he's spinning on that chain. Oh, hold on a second. And he makes him wait for him to spin back around. I'm sorry. That is just incredibly smart writing.
Okay, I completely disagree. I saw that and I went, oh my God, if this is how this entire movie is going to go, I am going to be bent.
It was great. It was absolutely great.
It not only degrades Thor, it degrades the villain.
Surtur, I struggle with that part of it.
Yeah.
I felt like Surtur was, because of that scene, Surtur was not scary.
He's like Dr. Evil.
Yes. But I get it. I love the scene. I thought it was hilarious.
I don't know anything about Surtur. Surtur's
a mattress to me.
Right. Seemed like a chump to me. And because of that scene, it is what it is.
Of course, seem like a chump because of that scene.
Yes.
Right.
They didn't give him the
No, they did. I mean, he fucking destroyed Asgard.
He turns into a giant demon. You know what I mean? He flicks the Hulk away, you know. I mean,
right.
But anyway, I get it. It's hard and it showed that
Thor, that cocky, that overconfident of, you know, he's talking to the skeleton, yeah, I'm going to get out of here. Hey, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to break these chains. He didn't have any care in the world. He wasn't worried about it. He's fucking Thor. Everything's going to be fine. Then as the movie progresses and everything goes to shit, then he realizes, okay, playtime's over. And I think right from the onset of that scene, it set the pace of that movie of this is what Thor needs to do to get to where Thor needs to be.
I think you're right about that too, because in the back of his mind, even though he's sitting in front of this dude and he's on a chain swinging around, he's got two things. He's got the hammer.
Right.
And he's got, what's his name, looking out for him when they're able to turn the
Heimdall.
Yeah. Heimdall can just bring him back at any point.
Right.
You know, it's so almost he's like, okay, Heimdall's going to fuck with me until just about I get slit in half, and then he'll zoom me back. So it's all good. I can crack jokes. And right. I mean, I guess that's that point.
That overconfidence of nobody can hurt me, I'm Thor.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let's actually ask the person in here that, I mean, will be, you know, critical, because let's be honest, she has a vagina. Courtney,
we assume Steve hasn't seen it in years, but...
Someday we will, though.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, what didn't you like, Carney? What didn't you like? Yeah, what didn't you like? Jump on here.
I didn't
closer
like...
Closer to the mic.
Closer?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't like that there was no nudity scene.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen Valkyrie nude myself.
Thank you, Carney.
I love how they, like, alluded to him seeing Hulk's penis. That was so good. And I'm sorry, Matt Rodriguez, you're a moron. When you put on Facebook, man, this is probably the best Marvel movie ever to be able to show children, because anybody can go. And then you've got 40 comments of people saying you're a dum-dum. Then I go and see this movie the next day and I go, Matt Rodriguez, you're a dum-dum. Yeah. You're a dum-dum. Like,
orgy.
I mean, well, in the anal crevice, or what they call it.
Yeah.
Satan's anus.
Or whatever. Satan's anus. The devil's anus or whatever.
Devil's anus, I mean, I think it was.
There was more than one time where
we got
to
fly up the devil's anus.
Yeah.
We're getting close to the anus.
Right. So I just.
But you know what's funny is when you're watching it, you kind of, you kind of just roll through that. And the only reason even the orgy comment, the only reason it stuck out in my head is because we're on the way home and my son goes, "Hey, Dad, what's an orgy?"
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And nothing, none of that.
He didn't ask what a Valkyrie was.
Pearson didn't catch any of it.
No, I know. Yeah, why wouldn't he know?
That seems the weirdest thing.
You'd think he'd be instructing classes at the local community college.
I gave myself an F on that, okay? Believe me. All right.
That's because, we haven't gotten to that part of Game of Thrones yet, guys. I haven't had to explain to him that if you're from Dorne, you use both men and women to make you feel good. Because it doesn't matter. It's all about the pleasure.
That's right. Peter, what did you love about this movie?
I loved a lot about this movie, and I could probably go on for an hour. But the part that I will say that I absolutely loved is after Thor is captured by the Valkyrie, the Willy Wonka reenactment
was
so good.
Oh my God.
That was such a great, it was just a great visual. And the way they did that, I thought was so good.
You have no idea. You have no idea what we're talking about.
No, I don't actually. My wife, the only reason I do is because my wife said something. I didn't know. That meant nothing to me.
Okay.
I did love Thor's facial reactions to everything. Like when he's getting scared that he's going to fly into the planet and all those things. But no, Heidi goes, "Ha, Willy Wonka." Yeah. And I'm like, Willy fucking what? I mean, I have no idea what she's talking about. But.
There is a scene. He's in a boat, and it gets super creepy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything is fine again, and it's all the flashing lights. And
yeah.
Yes, it was. But I thought it was just a cool shout out to, for whatever reason they chose to do that. I thought that was a really fun scene. So, yeah. And it turns out he wasn't anywhere. He was just sitting in a room with people around him.
How funny is he yelling? Yeah. They're yelling and he's all around.
So now the Grandmaster has another name, does he not? Isn't he? Isn't his brother the Collector?
Yep.
Okay. So I thought it was the Collector and the something else. Is it the Collector and the Grandmaster?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They're the elders, kind of, I think is what they're called. They've been around for. Ever just kind of playing their games.
The scene with him at the end I thought was pretty funny too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Jeff Goldblum was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He was Jeff Goldblum in just about every movie he's in. I mean, the Lord of Thunder. We gotta get back to Asgard. I'm like, okay. It was funny though.
He's like Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
He's like Christopher Walken. Anything you it's the same thing.
But it's still great.
You've got one speed. You've got sleeping and you've got Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
That's it.
Stephen, what'd you love?
Okay, you know that scene in that movie? My mouth is full of stuff. Stuff I say. Candy. Okay, in the beginning when Thor gets loose from the chains and he's fighting all them things, spinning his hammer around.
That was great.
Coolest scene in the whole movie. Right there. That's Thor kicking some ass with Mjolnir.
Swinging that hammer around was awesome.
Thank God
he swung it around for a little bit there.
I don't like the fact that he doesn't have his hammer. It really doesn't. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I want it back. I want it back now.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, I don't really. I mean, I can't fly. I spin and it. So the hammer pulls you off. I love that. It was so good when he's trying to explain how the hammer makes him fly. Yeah. But I don't really fly. I get
so you ride
by
the hammer? No. Yeah. No, I don't ride it. I struggle without the no hammer, too. I struggle with that.
It's got to come back. They got to get Mjolnir back somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He's Mjolnir now. And why then?
He was always Mjolnir. That was the whole point. Is he never had to have the hammer. The hammer just gave him the confidence. It was always inside of him. Did you not watch the movie, Steven?
Sure. I don't like that aspect of the story.
Well, we should rewrite it because Steve doesn't like it.
I want the hammer back too. I just love Mjolnir.
He is such a bitch sometimes.
It's just a cool weapon. I think it's cool. I love seeing him swing it. And
to me, it's very hard to think of Thor without the hammer.
If he'd be swinging something else, I'd be okay with it. But
big old meat hammer.
What'd you love, Kyle?
Anything that Valkyrie was in. She stole the movie for me. I loved the character. I loved the actress who played her. I loved her one-liners. I love the stuff with Odin, and I know it was very small, and I already talked about it a little bit before, but just...
I love him.
Oh, yeah. He was so good, and he's just sits down with him, and he's just, I can't do it. I'm done. I'm not going to be here. I'm on my way out. And he's just talking to him, and for that brief moment, it's just the three of them. Nothing's going on, and it's just the three of them.
Yeah.
I think I think on some level how all three of them wished it would have been with them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a fleeting moment, mm-hmm. but he keeps coming, Thor keeps coming back to that scene whenever he needs to step up.
Yeah.
And his, like, it's dad's looking over him like Obi-Wan Kenobi. But the Valkyrie stuff I thought was great. I thought she was a great, you know, not sidekick. I mean, she was
a great addition.
She was a great addition. She was a great push off of him. The Korg, although I wasn't crazy about the 10-year-old boy voice.
Oh, that's what made it.
I mean,
he was a show stealer, man.
Oh, he was good, though. Oh. And that's where, in my opinion, the comedy should have kind of stayed. So, Thor has his one-liners, Korg and Valkyrie and the Grandmaster. The Grandmaster's little butch sidekick.
Yeah.
She was funny, too. But I really enjoyed the Valkyrie stuff in the movie. I mean,
I loved when she walks off the ship and she just falls off the walkway.
Yeah.
She's drunk. That is actually good.
That was good stuff.
That, yeah.
Puts her hand through the...
Oh, yeah.
Puts her hand inside the animal.
Oh, my God. Well, and she's like, you've got till I finish this bottle of the talk, and she chugs the entire bottle.
Clangs the whole
time
thing.
Time done. Oh. Did you guys... And I didn't. And I didn't notice it. I want to know if you guys did. Oh, I shouldn't say notice it. But did you guys know that it was actually Loki looking like Odin in that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I could tell.
Did you see the second one?
I could tell because I saw
the second what?
The second Thor movie, The Dark World.
Yeah, Thor: The Dark World.
It's been a long time, and I'm like, oh man, this old man's off of his rocker, and I had no idea that it was Loki. And then the whole trick with the hammer, you know that it, you know what I mean? I thought that was awesome. And then, oh, it's Loki. That was a cool reveal to me because I didn't pick up on it. I figured you guys a little more hardcore, you might have, but I did not. So,
Matt Damon. Oh my God,
Sam
Neill. Is that who that was?
Not Sam Neill.
Sam Neill played Odin.
Sam Neill was Odin
in the
Sam
play.
Neill, Jurassic Park. Sam Neill.
Okay, I've never seen Jurassic Park. So
what?
Oh,
you've never seen Willy Wonka? Fuck off!
That came out before I was born.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. Came out the year I was born, 71.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka came out in 71.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Depp redid it a few years ago.
Oh, that one's horrible. Don't watch that one.
Any Johnny Depp movies really?
You told me to pay attention to that scene, and I did, and I could not tell who either of them were. One of them looked familiar, but I didn't know why.
It was Fat Damon and...
Yeah, Matt Damon playing Loki.
Okay.
And as soon as I saw Damon, I looked to see who was playing Thor. I thought, okay, is this somebody...
Did you watch Westworld? You watch Westworld.
I love Westworld.
The security agent, guard, the guy that's ahead of the security in Westworld.
Okay.
That is actually Hemsworth's oldest brother. I'm pretty sure he's the oldest. That is Chris Hemsworth. There's Chris, Liam, and then this guy. Right. He was playing Thor.
Okay.
I mean, it's... You
know. So he was like, he's like the Manning brother that doesn't play football?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's in Westworld. I mean, but yeah, he's not... But he doesn't... He's beautiful, too, but he's not... I mean, Chris Hemsworth is quite possibly the best-looking man in the world.
I
mean,
he's up there.
I don't know. Yeah.
Depends on what you're into, because, I mean, Gosling's up there, but they're different. Different body types, you know what I mean?
When you were sitting there watching it, did Courtney let out any kind of noise when he came up? Because I actually heard her go, oh. I looked at her, and she just shrugged like, well, okay.
When you first saw him with his shirt off, Amanda was like, oh, yeah. Like the whole theater.
I try to block that stuff out because it gives me a bad body image of myself, you know, when these women.
The mirror doesn't do that.
Men come in all shapes and sizes, all right? And we're all good-looking in our own way. And
these women nowadays,
they make me feel like I got to fit into this cookie-cutter shape, you know? And it's not happening, and I shouldn't have to feel bad about myself because of it.
Yeah, you really should.
You should feel bad because you can't take a selfie or you can't tie your own shoes. I mean, you don't have to feel bad because women are judging you like that.
Well, he did have, you know, a couple of cougs. At the Bob Arenos at the last podcast.
I'm sure he was texting Corey that night to tell her about it. So
while he was laying naked next to you in bed.
Yeah. He was in like fucking sweats and stuff. He talks about wanting to come in all different shapes and sizes, but he didn't want nothing to do with me. So
that is true. I didn't want anything to do with Pete.
What'd you love, Trev?
I
love the whole movie. It was
everything
great.
Everything from start to finish.
I think we're on hate.
It made the popcorn better.
Are we on love?
We haven't even started hate.
We're on love.
Okay. Ron Love.
You said something, and now it's on me, right?
Yeah. I guess. I said something as well.
You did too good. Yeah. All right.
I don't think I even did Love.
No, we haven't done Love yet.
Okay.
Come back to that. Hate. No, no, we're on Love.
We're still on Love.
You said Love.
Yeah, we said Love.
Yeah.
We're still on.
Steve, what'd you love?
What did I love?
Didn't he already say what he loved?
I did. Yeah. I said Thor swinging his hammer.
You know what?
If you go
45 seconds back, if you would have just answered my question, then we'd be online right now.
So I loved all of the other characters in this movie.
Yeah.
Korg, Grandmaster, Valkyrie, all. Don't get me wrong. Thor.
No, I'm sorry. I said that you have to pick something else.
Okay.
Doctor Strange was awesome.
Meek, even though it was just, I mean, ever did.
The whole thing. I just felt bad. I've been carrying him all day.
I stepped on him.
stepped on him in battle. Oh, Meek's dead.
I absolutely loved all that stuff, and as goofy as some of it was, and the aspect of it being maybe a little bit too humorous, I still just really enjoyed it, and maybe down the road, I might be like, man, I wish that movie was a little bit more serious. But I really feel like Thor 2 was really serious. And I felt like it...
Well, I think it had to be.
Yeah, with what's going on. Yeah. Yep. I just kind of felt like... I mean, you had the Dark Elves and everything, but... I think I'm going to remember this movie and be like, man, that was just a really fun, good movie. And the characters was a huge part of it.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe... What movie is routinely at the bottom of everybody's list when you order them?
Thor 2.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's commonplace that Thor 2 is the worst, you know, of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I feel like they really strived to come back from that with this movie because there's no way that all these bigwigs that make these movies don't know that that's what's said about that movie.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe... you know, that was where the humor came from. They tried to push it.
That's why they put the Hulk in the trailer.
Work, you know what I mean? And that could be as well. But, you know, so that could have been just very deliberate because, hey, we want to get off the bottom with this character. And they fucking did, man. They really did.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. For sure.
That's the one Marvel movie that I've seen one time is Thor 2. I think every other one I've watched on a somewhat regular basis.
I watch them all whenever I see them, whenever they're on.
Whenever they're on TV. Right. See, I don't watch TV like that, though. So for me, it is different.
Well, what I'll do is I'll see that it's on, like, you know, you go to watch Winter Soldier on USA, and it's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So as soon as I see that it's on, if I've got the time, I'll just pop the Blu-ray in from the spot that it's on the TV.
Gotcha.
And I've just got them on hand. But Pete's saying it's the most recognizable, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at lists,
I would say one of the Hulk movies is probably
isn't normally counted in
They don't because
those
that.
Were Fox movies, those weren't technically
Sony, I think. Edward Norton was one. Yeah.
Right. I mean it was good, but
that's probably right down there too.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. All right, so on to what did you love? Kyle, what did you love?
I already told you what we loved. We did love.
What'd you hate, Kyle Moore? What did you hate?
I don't think I really hated anything. I mean, if I had to pick one thing, it would be how easy the Warriors 3 died. That would be it. Even the comedy, it was hysterical.
Yep, yep.
Too much of it, but how the Warriors 3 died, I thought that was,
it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
But then again, too, it speaks to... That was a great demonstration as to how powerful Hela was.
And I get that, but those three warriors would have given her at least 10 seconds of something.
Well, and they weren't even mourned either. I mean, there was no...
It was very Palpatine and Kit Fisto and...
It was very, You would think that those guys, even though they don't see it coming...
Fisto was in Star Wars?
Huh?
Fisto was in Star
Kit
Wars?
Kit Fisto.
Kit was.
His adopted brother.
Continue.
Look at these two Star Wars nerds. They just shared this moment. They looked at each other like, it's like they both had a little chubby.
I do have just a little chubby.
Look at how we just made that. Look how we just made that noob feel inferior at our Star Wars. Yeah. Oh my God, they had twinkles in their eyes.
That's how I measure myself, is whether or not I, you know, because my. my He-Man into Star Wars joke didn't go well. That's I'm gonna cry myself to sleep tonight.
So what'd you hate,
Steven? Well, I'm gonna bring up the elephant in the room. Thor's hammer got crushed. Okay. His name's not Thor anymore. We all know we got to find a girl to be Thor. So why weren't they calling him Odinson? There. Doesn't make sense. Right? Without his hammer, his name is not Thor. Whoever has the hammer is called Thor. So, you know.
That's what'd you hate, Pete?
I hated that comment.
Oh, no discussion at all.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to indulge me.
Yeah.
He's like one of those, you know, you got a little kid that's acting up, and if you just ignore him, he'll go away. That's exactly what Travis is trying to do.
Yeah, that hasn't worked in 87 episodes. Why would it work now? What did I hate?
I had to go pee.
I hated. You know, he didn't go. I didn't let him. I wasn't kidding.
Your son peed his pants.
I'll go back to the aforementioned. I hated that they put Hulk in the trailer. That to me would have just been an epic moment to have in the theater.
I didn't have a single thing I hated, so.
You're going to have to find
The worst.
You're going to have to find a new format for your own show.
Yeah, because this just doesn't work. Maybe I will never put anything. I will just ask you three, and you guys will comment.
It's what did you like, what did you love, what did you hate, and what do we think Travis hated, loved, and.
We got a new format. It's what did you like, what did you love, what did you kind of like, what did you really love, what did you super over the moon about? It's the no negativity poll here.
I just cannot find a single thing in this movie to hate.
Hate's such a strong word for such a great movie.
It's all good.
You know?
All right, so moving on to some of our characters. How'd you guys feel about the inclusion of Doctor Strange,
Peter? I thought it was fun. I thought it was, I really thought it was kind of neat, and it wasn't overbearing. And I like him. I liked the movie. I love Doctor Strange's own movie. And to see him in the universe a little bit. Especially because he's going to, in my opinion, be probably a very big piece of the Infinity Wars that's upcoming. I thought it was cool to, hey guys, he's still here. He's still floating around. He's still doing his thing. I thought it was fun. So
it made sense.
I'm going to piggyback that. It was needed because we've seen his own movie. You know, Ant-Man got to get in on Civil War. We've had a lot of these return characters. You know, we've seen... The Falcon in different movies. You know, there's these side kind of cool characters, great characters, but he's one that we haven't gotten a chance to really get meshed with all the others. That's the first time we've really seen that, right? Yep. And needed.
What do you think?
I liked it.
What are you giggling about, Trav?
It's an inside joke.
I like that you can tell he's already, he's in the time it's been since his movie and now that he's even... Kind of just in, I mean, he was only in the movie for 3 minutes, but you could tell he's kind of really honed in what he's doing. He's able to predict stuff. I love the fact that they had the little banter about magic and sorcery now, and they kind of realize that it's called magic and sorcery, but it's actually just a different level of stuff that's going on in the universe. So I like the Strange thing. Steve's right. It was needed. I mean, he has his own movie, and then he shows up in Infinity War, and we just assume that everything's been going a certain way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was good.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice little cameo.
Loki. Steve, what do you think?
I love Loki. I really love Loki. I have a man crush on Tom Hiddleston. Mm. His smile
and with
is
your
the
size,
coolest.
You definitely crush him.
And I wish he would have got even more... jokes and screen time and, you know, but yeah, awesome.
Would he have been a good Joker, Tom Hiddleston, with that smile, you think, Pete? Or is it doesn't matter what you put in it in any DC movie? On a little sidetrack there.
He might have been a good Joker. But, you know, he's not... The problem with filling the role of the Joker is... Loki, yes, is, I mean, he's evil. I mean, there's no two ways about Loki being evil, but he's very mischievously kind of behind the radar evil, where Joker is
up front,
psychotic,
in your face.
Right in your face, here it is, you know what I mean? But I would have, it would have crushed me had they done that, because he deserves to just be able to be Loki,
yeah,
and not have to try to be more than one, you know, big character in a big movie series or movie franchise, if you will.
So. I like, I don't know if it's the writing for him specifically or the act, the way the actor portrays it, but every time you see him, there's this thought, okay, maybe he's going to, maybe this time is,
yep,
the one
time. This is the time. He's going to be good.
He's going to flip the switch, yep, and he looks at his dad or he looks at his brother and he realizes, you know, I can help. And then he, and then bam, he walks, right, by the Tesseract, or he, you know, and
he's the god of mischief.
He, yeah, is.
Every,
he
every
might.
Every chance he gets, he's fucking,
but
somebody
over. There's a difference between being the god of mischief and being able to pull off with a character where you're sitting in the audience going, okay, Loki, come on.
Right.
Come on. Come to the,
you're
light side. Come
him
to the light side.
Yep.
You're rooting for him, and then he freaking gets you every time. And again, it could be a combination of the writing and the acting, but
I think it's the acting.
Yeah.
Hiddleston
is
so likable.
Oh, he is.
You want to hang out with Loki. You know?
Oh yeah, you want to party with Loki. Well, they perfectly portrayed that on Sikar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, there was a time lapse there that you were unaware of until Loki brought it up to Thor.
He's like, yeah, I've been,
yeah,
here forever.
Yeah, I've been here for 3 weeks or whatever. And but he's injected himself. He's at the right hand of the Grand Master. Everybody loves him. He's the guy. They're drinking, they're partying. He's in the front row seats. He's in the VIP section. That's Loki.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He gives everybody that, and he was going to fuck each and every one of them over, too.
Yeah.
So.
And Thor was right. That would have been a great place for him to end up.
Oh, yeah.
A whole planet for him to, yeah, rule over.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of mischief, I think Travis just got into some mischief. He's over there in the corner, steps away from the mics, and he's giggling. What are you getting into?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
You know,
nothing?
Just, you know, trying to capture some stuff for the podcast.
Okay.
Just trying to.
Good.
I'm always, you know, thinking of us. I'm always promoting. Hella.
Mm.
Man.
Hella good time, man.
Yeah. How old is she?
Cate Blanchett?
I think she's.
Oh, it's Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So, beautiful.
Mm.
What a body.
You know? Mm.
Jeez.
I loved when she was down in the pieces with her, the way they told the story, I thought was flawless.
Yeah.
The way she disassembles the
ceiling
room.
Yeah.
And you see the pieces and the where she takes you, and you get all that backstory to find out that, hey, guess what? Odin hasn't always been sunshines and rainbows.
Right.
It took bloodshed to get to him where he was. Then once he got to a point of where he was comfortable, he didn't want to be that guy anymore. And she was like, bullshit, I'm riding my huge timber wolf that I got on loan from Snake Eyes. And we're going to freaking take care of business. And, you know, but you, in the one of the cool moments, too, when she was down in the trophy room, the first thing she sees is what?
The gauntlet. She knocks
gauntlet
it over. Fake.
And she says fake. Knocks it over and says fake.
You know
what I mean?
That is so. Marvel covering up. That's been a gripe, a plot hole that people, nerds, have complained about, is that since the beginning, we've seen that gauntlet in the throne room.
Right.
I mean, in his trophy room. But at the end of, I want to say, Guardians 1...
Yeah.
Thanos puts
and gets
on a gauntlet and goes, I'll just do it myself. You know,
right.
And so people are like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? That's why she goes over and says fake.
Yeah, because it also has the crystals in it.
Yeah.
On the gauntlet.
It has
the crystals on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I thought that was really kind of neat. And then as she's going, then of course, the Tesseract, oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's interesting, or
yeah,
whatever she
like
says.
That,
yeah.
You know? So. But yeah, the way they did that, I thought was really cool, because it gave you enough backstory without it being another build up. It was just enough to keep everybody in the moment.
Yep.
You know, so the headdress I thought was awesome. You know, the way she kind of ran her hands through her hair and then it appeared. And
yeah.
The way she threw the knives and I just thought she was a great character.
She was
such a great character.
And to find out she was her sister.
Yes, that was cool.
Awesome.
I had no idea, you know.
Stevie Lovett, did you think they did a good job?
Yeah, I thought she was good.
You know, it's one of the knocks on Marvel is that the villains are too, they're not developed enough. Did you feel like they did a good enough job with her?
I thought so. I mean, obviously, to have a woman in that powerful of a role is a little sketchy, because we understand that, you know, like... Okay, yeah, you know, well, the reason she's got all those knives because she's cutting vegetables and shit in the kitchen, you know, but.
So, you want to hear a little comic background on her?
Sure.
Thank you, Steven. In the comic,
if I said no, were you gonna not say it?
I was still gonna say it.
So then, what the fuck is the problem?
Well, I'd still want people to like when I be ask, interested. Like,
hey,
yeah,
Trav,
be interested.
Hey, do you happen to have any good backstory on Hella Trav? Because I was really curious watching the movie.
I'm just giving you the backup you give me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep.
So, she is actually Loki's child in the comic verse. Loki. It's like a time travel kind of story thing. She is Loki's daughter. And the dog actually also is Loki's offspring.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
There are some interesting stories to go find and read.
No, you know, that would have shut down the whole Marvel universe right there. If they'd have rolled up and the dog would have went, Dad, and then Hella would have went, Hey, Dad.
And then Loki would have, like, nudged Thor and said, ironically enough, he was conceived doggy style.
Yeah. I mean, who comes up with this stuff?
Well, you know, remember when we talk about this stuff, you're talking about comics that wrote, like, 20, 30,
I was going to say,
40,
it's got to be from the 60s.
Acid yeah. days, man.
Nobody does that. Yeah,
there's some weird. And I think, of course, they, you know, some stories have probably been retconned and fixed. But, yeah, Hella is actually Loki's daughter in the comic world. Which this story made a lot more sense, didn't it?
I thought so.
Yeah, because if they would have even hinted, they would have had to go back and do all that. There was just
playing all kinds of stuff. Been weird. We talked a little bit about him, but what do you guys think about Hulk's Hulk's maturity level? Is his personality in this movie?
Liked it. I like the fact that you can kind of carry on a conversation with him now. And he's still a big meathead, but that led to the funniest dialogue that I think fit. That stuff is comedy gold. Yep. Hulk would act like that. It's within his character to be, Hulk raging fire, you're little fire. Yeah. That sort of stuff, you know. That stuff was great.
The arms crossed and throwing tantrums. And yeah,
very, 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 very good.
You
very
go,
fitting.
Hulk's day.
Yes, just that stuff is fun stuff. Loved it. That is probably definitely one of the highlights of this film.
So, you know, what's funny is my son went and saw it twice. He went yesterday, too. Him and his buddy went. And I picked him up, and I go, is there anything you guys didn't like? And his buddy goes, I don't like the Banner died. And I was like, what? And he goes,
well, I mean, you can kind of insinuate that.
And when you say that, what do you mean?
Because Banner says, if I turn into the Hulk again, I'm not coming back.
So that's what I thought, too. No, they meant when he jumps out. You want to see why you recognize me? And he jumps on the bridge
and
lands.
He flops down on the, oh my God.
That little tink sound and his body looks...
It looked like he jumped out of a flying machine 100 feet up in the air.
And they just took that as Banner is dead. That's how they took
it. So where do they think the Hulk came from?
I don't know. They had some just weird, like, well, they, I think they,
Banner can't die. If you remember the one of the Avengers movie, he talks about,
and I explained that
a bullet.
I shot my, you know, I put a bullet in my mouth and the other guy spit it out.
And I explained that to them.
Right.
Yep. And they're like, oh yeah. It's like, his healing factor is too
Strong. And that
and then
scene
Trav
too.
Like, you guys were making out. You weren't even watching it. Shut up.
Yeah. When he jumps out of that, I thought, okay, here it comes. He's gonna land.
Yeah.
Either right on that thing or right. And when Banner hit the ground, I let out the loudest. Oh my God. It was hysterical.
So
and then they show him, and he's just laying there, and his mouth, his tongue, and he's just slobbering on himself, and his eyes roll back, and oh my God! Now that was hysterical.
Well, and when Thor's laying in the bottom of the Valkyrie ship. And his face is all pressed against the glass.
Yeah. You know I mean? It's kind of like the first movie when they zap him after he takes his powers away. I am the mighty. And they tase him and he slaps it up against the glass. Yeah. Back to that. Good. Oh, man.
Oh, I loved the Hulk.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought what they did with him was great. And I loved the fight scene. I loved that whole line of, you're embarrassing me. I told them we were all friends.
Right.
You know, so good. All right. Man, you know, Kyle brought him up already. But I do want to bring him up again because I think he did steal the show, and that was Korg. And I thought he was absolutely hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Anybody know who the voice actor is?
Yeah, it's a little Asian dude.
He's the guy. Did you see Green Lantern?
I think it's the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern. Yeah,
but... It's his best friend.
It's the director, I think. I think it's the guy that actually directed the movie.
Might be.
It could
be. Well, IMDb it right now. I looked the other day just to see if I recognized him. I didn't recognize him by face.
I think it is the guy that actually directed the whole movie. And he's got a weird, I can't remember.
When I first heard it, when I first heard Korg.
Directed Thor or directed?
Yeah, this movie.
When I first heard it, I thought of the guy who played District 9, the lead in District 9.
Yeah.
And he also played.
Blomkamp or. No,
yeah, something like. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He just played Murdoch in the A-Team. I thought it was him, South African actor. And then
Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
So he's not Asian. I was just being racist.
He's like Samoan or something. I don't know.
I want to.
But I'm pretty sure he played Ryan Reynolds' best friend in Green Lantern. The tech.
I know he was in Green Lantern, yes.
Can I see what he looks like? Do you have his picture?
I do.
I thought of Frozen.
I haven't seen Frozen.
That might be the director. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to see what
the guy that there's this big guy. They go into this thing. This big summer blowout.
He is the director of Thor Ragnarok.
Big, yeah.
Really?
Yep. So, and nothing else that he's directed is anything that anybody knows about. So
yeah, I thought I thought Korg was great. I you know, the funny thing is in, and I don't know the comics, but I know that the 3¾ action figure, he looks like the Thing.
Yellow.
Yeah, long elongated head. And when you go back and watch The Dark World, that opening sequence where he's fighting all of those people and he hits
the,
I thought that was Korg. Because he looks just like the action figure.
No, he was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, Korg is gray and he's falling apart.
I gotta see if Middlecamp can whip me up a 6-inch of him. Because Pearson walked out of that obsessed with Korg.
Yeah.
Dad, we got to get a Korg figure. And he doesn't understand. Do they don't have him at the stores. Well, you got to get one online, Dad.
Well, you could get a 4-inch.
So, right.
Yeah.
But to him, it won't look like
Korg. It won't look like Korg,
But you can't tell me that Middlecamp couldn't freaking take a 6-inch... thing and or a select thing or something and make a kick-ass Korg.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I wonder what Hobby Lobby's doing right now with his 6-incher.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Cruising.
Let's be honest, probably 4-incher, but...
It's floating the boat.
I wonder what's happening with that little 4-incher right now.
It probably didn't go well, and they're searching for him off the side of the ship right now.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say.
I know. I hope not, too.
I bet you it's going fantastic, because I believe in him.
He might be moving if it's going fantastic. We all know that stuff's got a little bit of power. So, I think you can tell from listening to this, we all recommend Thor, Ragnarok.
Matt Rodriguez sure liked it.
I am shocked Matt is not here. He is texting. He's texted the three of us. Did you all see it? As soon as Pete was like, I haven't seen it yet or whatever. Then he was like.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that
right,
at all.
Anyway.
Have you seen it?
I saw
it.
I said.
Yeah. I went with these guys and saw it. And nobody picked up on it because I saw it. I didn't see Thor. I saw the movie It.
Yeah.
And Dum Dum Rodriguez, of course, didn't pick up on it.
I'm Dum Dum too because I didn't get
Dum-dum
it.
Dum Dum here too.
Pete's jokes are just too smart.
Too smart.
They're too smart for us. That's why
it's
not. It's not the audience, or it's not him. It's the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
So.
Would you please just stick to fart jokes, please?
If I would have capitalized it, you guys
then it
would
have made sense.
I could have done a better job.
All right. Great movie. Thanks for joining us. You guys got anything you need to add?
But what about the end credit stuff?
You know, I was really disappointed by the end credit
stuff. Well, I didn't know. I'm sitting in the movie theater, and I watch it, and as soon as that first credit's over, I text Travis. I'm like, okay, what's with the big ship? I didn't know.
I just assumed Thanos was on it.
I didn't think of anything until Travis sent it, and then the last thing with the Grandmaster, I'm like, okay, you know.
I did almost get into a fight in the movie theater, because as that rolled, my brother-in-law came over to me, Matt, whom came over to me, and while we're waiting for the second credit scene, there was obviously the long period of credits. He says, "So." Was that supposed to be Doomsday's ship?
Oh.
And I almost broke that motherfucker into two pieces. I'm like, you don't ever soil my Marvel with your DC bullshit. I said, it's Thanos. Yeah, that's what I meant. No, that's not what you meant. Batman versus Superman, my ass.
Doomsday. Could have said Darkseid.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that's it. I think we all agree you should see the movie. It was great. I loved it. I bitched about it being too funny, but I laughed out loud probably more at that movie than Guardians of the Galaxy, which is also known to be have a lot of jokes in it. I think I'd go out and say that was the funniest Marvel movie I've ever seen. I don't know. I don't know if that's a.
I thought Ant-Man to me was.
Ant-Man's funnier. Funny, but I don't know.
But I just love Paul Rudd, and that's a lot of it. I'm just a Paul Rudd. It's a
different
fan.
Kind of comedy. Ant-Man was more slapsticky, physical,
right.
And Thor was just flat out.
It was witty,
witty,
good stuff, awkward, funny, just all around good. Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed our little recap of the movie. If you couldn't tell, we were eating the whole time. I suppose you're going to hear that. You're going to hear things hitting the table. Lips smacking. That's because we're professionals. Let's just face it.
Professional what?
I don't know yet, but we're going to find something.
Sumo wrestlers, we keep eating candy like this.
Thanks, Kyle Moore, for joining us. Thanks for being here. Now we're going to go lay down another episode. So we will see you soon.